It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Today is the first day of the 2019 legislative session. For the third session in a row, Republicans have control of the governor's office, House, and Senate. IPR's Katerina Sestorek is our state government reporter, and she's with us this morning to preview what to expect. Katerina, good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
The last couple of years, there have had to be some mid-year budget cuts. Will lawmakers have to do that again this year?
Probably not. The state's budget director has said recently that he believes there's enough money coming into state coffers to cover what was budgeted in the current fiscal year that ends June 30th. So they don't think there will be mid-year budget cuts. But the people who are responsible for estimating those things still want to be cautious. There's a lot of fast-moving world events, like with tariffs that affect agriculture. We still don't know the full consequences of federal and state tax reform. That could always change things. So there's another revenue estimate in March, so things could always change by then. Republican lawmakers say there's a healthy surplus to work with, and Democrats say the legislature will still have significant budget challenges.
So Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said on the night of her election victory in November that she wasn't done cutting taxes. Is there a real appetite this year to do that?
There were some big income tax cuts that passed last year. There might be some minor tweaks to that policy, but with the recent state and federal tax changes, lawmakers might want to be more cautious and wait to see how those affect the state. The governor said she has 4 years now to do tax cuts, so it might not be this year, but she's not ruling anything out for the future. But now Republican leaders are talking about trying to lower property taxes. House Speaker Linda Utmeyer said voters have had a lot of questions about that. And Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitver says he wants lawmakers to just review the entire property tax system. He said there's no specific legislation yet.
There have been concerns from the Regents universities and community colleges about their state funding and some cuts they've taken in the last couple of years. What are you hearing regarding higher education funding?
Republican leaders didn't sound super willing to restore funding to Regents universities. They sounded more enthusiastic about supporting community colleges, especially as part of workforce development initiatives. And Senate Democratic Leader Janet Peterson said that lawmakers should make higher education funding a bigger priority, or else she worries the next generations might be afraid to pursue higher education because of tuition costs.
Speaking of education, K through 12 education, that always seems to be a fight. What are you hearing there?
It sounds like lawmakers will once again increase K-12 education funding, but it probably won't be at the level that public school advocates would like to see.
Now, there has been a lot of talk at the Capitol ahead of this session about the way Iowa nominates the Supreme Court. That includes Governor Kim Reynolds. What are you hearing?
The Republican House Speaker, Senate Majority Leader, and the governor have all said that Iowa's process for choosing Supreme Court justices should be reviewed to look for possible changes. The Senate Majority Leader, Jack Whitver, he took issue with the fact that half of the commission that selects nominees for the court is made up of attorneys chosen by other attorneys. He said maybe there should be more seats open to the general populace. That could also possibly give elected officials a larger role in the process. And he said that Senate Republicans are looking at changes that would not require a constitutional amendment. And he and Governor Reynolds also said the current merit-based system might actually be political or problematic. Whitver said there has been judicial activism from the state Supreme Court. The House Democratic leader, Todd Pritchard, he rejected that. He said the current system should be protected and that politicizing it is the worst thing that lawmakers could do.
Also left over from the last session, the legislature created a mental health system, but there's questions about how it's funded. What are the next steps that lawmakers are considering?
So lawmakers have met during the interim to discuss this, but they haven't really made any recommendations on how to fund the system in the future. They've been hearing from county and mental health region officials who want more flexibility to raise and save more money for mental health services that they're in the process of developing. They say there's money right now, but they're not sure about the future. And some also say the state should fund these programs instead of having counties fund it. So it's still unclear what might happen with that. And lawmakers have also received recommendations for creating a mental health system for kids. And Reynolds has said that she wants to at least get that started this year.
All right. Katerina Sestorek, our state government reporter, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.